Joined now by Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School professor and sports commentator, to talk a little bit more, first of all, about UNC basketball, which had quite the up and down week last week, right?
Absolutely. I think people are still sweating and fretting over that Duke loss. But I think if we look back to the beginning of the season and would say that Carolina is in first place, regular season ACC, considered a top 10 program, and still there are people out there predicting the Tar Heels to make it to the Final Four, I think everyone would be happy.
I got to say, if I'm a pollster, if I'm someone voting in the AP poll or the coaches poll, I would have no idea what to do with either the Tar Heels or the Blue Devils, because what a great game between the two of them last Wednesday. And then the Tar Heels come off that loss with a huge win. Blue Devils come off the win with kind of a disappointing loss to Louisville, where they kind of fell apart there at the end. You kind of don't know what to make of this team from game to game.
And that's what makes the rivalry so great. You've got two programs separated by, what, anywhere from 8 to 10 miles, and yet both of them continue to win, continue to have a great competitive game each and every year. And certainly, it's definitely two different teams. You've got the program, UNC, great history, great tradition, Hall of Fame coach with a team that some people would say is the most deep in the entire NCAA field, playing 8-9 players. And then you've got Duke, who now has moved into the one-and-done type of play, similar to Kentucky, where Coach K is not only getting the five-star athletes like Coach Williams, but also he is clearly marketing the fact that you can come to Duke, play for a year or two, and I'm going to support you, get the most out of your experience, and we're going to get you in the NBA. And so he's playing a four-guard offense with Plumlee down low, whereas North Carolina continues to run fast break offense, but also very set and structured. So it's interesting contrast, but both teams are winning.
And I think with Duke this year, especially as thin as their bench is with Emile Jefferson out, they play a couple of overtime games. Some of those players are going to be averaging 40-plus minutes by the time the season's over.
Yes, and I think that's why a lot of people have a question mark as to whether or not Duke can make a strong run. Certainly we enjoy, as the Tar Heel Nation, reminding Duke about the Lehigh loss, and certainly it looks like Duke would be primed for that again, whereas they have great talent, but just on the right night, a team could upset them because they just don't have the depth.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, we saw that depth for Carolina in the Miami game. Carolina really getting off of that shooting snide, 54.2% shooting from the floor, and literally every single individual Tar Heel, if you discount the reserves that came at the end, every individual Tar Heel also shot 50% or better from the floor, and also from three-point range, those who took three-point shots, with the one exception of Marcus Page. And Bryce Johnson, of course, leading the way, 16 points, 15 boards. He's having an incredible run through the ACC with those couple of exception games where he didn't play as well. But in general, just a great run for Bryce Johnson. Marcus Page is still struggling, but handling it really, really well, even though those struggles to hit his shots are really continuing a lot longer than I think a lot of us were expecting them to. What do you make of Bryce and Marcus, the two sort of marquee players for the Tar Heels this year?
Well, what you described is clearly Coach Roy Williams' system, as in everybody scores. There is no one particular player that someone could focus on. But Bryce Johnson has stepped up. He's been talked about as National Player of the Year, certainly ACC Player of the Year, because his play has been so crucial to North Carolina's victories. Everything from dominating on the offensive end, but running the court very well and being that defensive stopper the team needs. The big question mark going into these final few games, which are so, so important, not only for ACC tournament seeding, but for the momentum, is what do we do with Marcus Page? What should the coaches do? Do you continue to feed him the ball and hope that his shot will drop, because they're going to need that three-point shooting? They're going to need that threat. Or do you continue to run the offense, and if a shot appears, Marcus should take it, but don't try to force anything to help Marcus get his game back? You know, Marcus is such a smart player. I expect him to continue just to run through the offense. But there were times during that Duke game where I know some people would have preferred that the ball would have been intentionally passed around and eventually get Bryce Johnson a shot. So it's going to be interesting, especially with this big game coming up against NC State, how will Marcus be able to adapt? How will the team be able to adapt to Marcus? Now, the other thing is we're playing away. So sometimes being away from your home crowd and your home court might loosen things up for Marcus.
Wednesday is game time for the Tar Heel men's basketball team, that NC State game you mentioned. Thursday, the Tar Heel women's basketball team is back in action, and they're riding a three-game losing streak after losing this past weekend to NC State. What do you make of the Tar Heel women this year?
Well, there's no doubt, you know, people have looked at Coach Hatchell and her program and said that this is going to be a very challenging year for them. I'm really, really appreciative of how Hillary Summers in particular has stepped up. She's been a role player her entire career, but she, I believe, is the heart and soul of that team. When she scores, when she rebounds, Tar Heels win, or they have a very, very good opportunity to win a game. Certainly, right now they are struggling. Going up to Virginia will be an opportunity for them to get a W between Virginia, North Carolina, and some other teams. They're all battling for that 10, 11, 12 seed for the ACC tournament. Coming back home and having to play a tough Duke team, it's going to be really, really a hard challenge for the Tar Heels, so they need to really focus on the road and go up to Charlottesville and get that W.
You see them making the NCAA tournament this year?
Right now, with the prediction, similar to the men's, they have the prediction folks out there who calculate first in, first out, and right now North Carolina is not listed, and I'm hopeful that they'll receive an opportunity to go to the NIT, which is actually a very, very good tournament to participate in. But the Tar Heels not used to being out of the NCAA or March Madness, so they're keeping hope alive, and certainly if they make a nice run in the ACC tournament, they will get their shot.